ABC Radio.
Yeah, and it's good to have your company as we're heading into the day together. Well, summer holidays may be over, but the season continues to bring us some scorching temperatures and ideal conditions for snakes. And it's domestic cats and dogs which are bearing the brunt of snake bites, with one local vet surgery reporting 5 cases in just one day last month. Dr. Ryan Lane from Orange Vet Hospital spoke with me earlier, and he's seen firsthand just how vulnerable our pets are to snake bites.
Right. Definitely, yeah, last week was a big snake week.
Was it really?
They do seem to come in waves. You can never really pick why. I mean, the temperature hasn't altered too much.
Yeah.
But they're there. They're out and they're still biting.
Yeah, right. Okay. So what are you seeing the most of, I guess, in terms of animals presenting? Is it mostly dogs?
Cats as well.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
I'd have to look at the books, but you'd probably call it a...
It's a pretty even split, by the sounds of
it. I would say it'd be roughly there. I mean, last week there was, at one point in one day, we had 4 cats and 1 dog. Yeah, so...
Are you kidding? Jeez.
And there seems to be a trend with black cats.
How do we know that a cat's been bitten?
Good question. A few things. Cats are a little bit different to dogs. Cats, once they're bitten, will generally not show symptoms immediately like a dog will. The most common presentation will be my cat can't walk, or it's drunk, I guess, would be the ultimate way I like to describe it.
So it's kind of a little bit wobbly.
Yeah, correct. Can't really move in the back legs and things like that. They're very, very tough. Cats are much like people have seen honey badger videos on David Attenborough and things, where the honey badger gets bitten, passes out, and 10 minutes later...
Gets up and just keeps going, right. Yeah, yeah.
Cats aren't that tough, but they're similar in that they can generally survive a lot of snake bites. Sometimes people will call and their cat's gone missing for 2 or 3 days and it will turn back up. And generally that will be from a cat being bitten by a snake, going and literally hiding under the house for 2 or 3 days and sort of fighting it, and then getting to a point where they're well enough to walk again. They're incredible. So they're generally, or the other one will be, cat is caught with the snake.
Yeah, well, that's a clear one, right? If you see them with the snake. Do they have different symptoms depending on what snake has bitten them?
I mean, there can be variability depending on whether there's black or browns or tigers. Mm. They're all a bit variable in that. And it does depend on the actual composition of the venom. Depending on the composition of the venom will depend on what clinical signs they will present with. We had a dog last week that had bled quite rapidly, and I think into the brain. And again, that would have been related to the amount of anticoagulant in the toxin of the snake. Again, that snake's venom will change according to the time of year and what it's eating and all those sorts of things.
I had no idea. So the actual chemicals in the venom or hormones, I guess, change depending on what time of year it is.
It can, yeah. And the concentration of them as well. So you'll find at the start of the snake season, the venom will be very, very potent, I suppose you could call it.
Okay.
And towards the end of it will start to generally alter a bit and get a little bit weaker.
That's
weaker
interesting.
Cordial, I guess. Yeah.
Right, okay. So when it comes to cats, how do we prevent it? Because I'm imagining if your cat's inside, if it's an inside cat, probably 95% of the time you'd be fine, unless a snake, comes up through the toilet or something. So is that something to consider?
Yeah, keeping cats inside. I mean, that's the best thing you can do with cats. Although they're very fast when they're playing with a snake, they're not too fast with cars and dogs. Unfortunately, it's a bit different with the brutal force like that. So keeping cats inside is great. I mean, they destroy wildlife.
That's the other part.
Birds and the lizards and all those sorts of things that your cats like to bring home. It's kind of undesirable. I mean, in Canberra, it's a law to not have your cat outside. So, which I think is a great thing. In rural New South Wales, it's a bit different because the application of shed cats and outdoor cats are very, very good for mice and rats and things like that. So there is a balance, I think, that you kind of you could rewrite the laws, but I don't know if it'd be in the best interests of vermin and other things. So it's again very
bit of a balance, right?
Clash of opinions,
but especially if you've got a cat that you can keep inside that is a bit of an inside cat, then during the summer months, keeping them inside would be the best way to stop
during
them from
the
getting
day, at least.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not generally that nocturnal. I've had snake bites at all hours, but generally speaking, most of those snake bites occur
during the day.
Yeah, exactly, during the day.
So, all right, let's talk about dogs then. So you mentioned that cats are a little bit more resilient when it comes to venom than dogs. So how do we know if a dog's been bitten by a snake?
Dogs are generally drooling. is generally one. The dog will look a bit sick and drooly. Dilated pupils is another very common clinical sign, and muscle weakness as well. The onset of those symptoms is generally much more rapid as well. You know, you'll find that some dogs will show symptoms within 15, 20 minutes, so it's pretty rapid, and then, you know, getting to the vet clinic as rapidly as possible can be the difference between life and death for them. Comparing to cats, you can generally bring them in a day or two later, and you can still, you know, treat them quite effectively.
Right, okay.
And then I suppose with dogs, again, it comes back to the makeup of the venom and what snake's bitten them. There are a few blood tests that we can do pretty, you know, pretty quickly and work out whether that is the case, and monitoring them symptomatically as well is very, very important. So I just don't like people to stuff around. Even if they've, you know, seen the dog with a snake and the dog looks fine, I just say to them, bring it in the clinic. Because if it's in the cage or on the table with a nurse being monitored, then we're happy to monitor it very closely. And if anything changes, we can treat accordingly.
And as you say, things can change really quickly for dogs, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And sometimes they can actually have sort of a signs, and then they'll actually improve, and then they will go downhill quite quickly. So there is a bit of, I don't know, it's a bit fluctuant, I guess, in how they can present, and that clients sometimes will say, oh, he got really better, and then all of a sudden he crashed. So it's just another thing to consider as well.
And in terms of keeping dogs safe, what's the best way to, I mean, is there any way to kind of keep your dogs safe? I mean, not letting them walk in the reeds, I imagine, is probably one of them.
Dog off leash is probably one of the more common things. I think a lot of one is, that, you know, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, everyone goes out and walks their dog, so to say, and off leash. I mean, I have two dogs. They love being off leash. Through the summer, it's not the case. Through the winter, fine, they can do what they want. But I just see too many brown snakes where I walk with my dogs. Okay. So, and my partner's terrified of them. I mean, we had a brown snake on our lawn last week, and my partner rings me, dead brown snake, and obviously the dogs couldn't get to it, but the cats could. All the outdoor cats. It's a bit of a worry.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, dogs, a different kettle of fish. I think you've just got to be very proactive, and the treatment side of things is always, you know, when you look at the finances of snake bites, you know, it's the anti-venom itself is just over $1,000. You know, it's a very... And when you look at how they make the anti-venom, it's a big process.
Yeah, of course it is.
Milking snakes and capturing those snakes and looking after them. So it's very interesting.